42% of Hawaii high school students have tried electronic smoking devices, or e-cigarettes, and 26% vape, twice the national average. Forrest Batts is a doctor of pharmacy at UH Hilo.
This is a basic e-cigarette. It contains a battery, a coil that is heated by the battery, an absorbent material that is impregnated with a liquid. That liquid contains nicotine and other ingredients. And when that coil heats that liquid, it produces what kids call vape.
The Juul, spelled J-U-U-L, uses prefilled pods that contain nicotine equivalent to two packs of tobacco cigarettes. Juul is shaped like a USB drive and produces no visible vapors. The nicotine damages the young brain, and more than 15,000 flavors are available. Annie Tagan is the Western Regional Advocacy Director for the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids.
They come in flavors like Berry Smash and Gummy Bear and Sour Patch Kids and things that, you know, people over 21 really aren't that interested in, but kids sure are. So if we could end the sale, at least of those flavored e-cigarette products, we would have really serious impact.
The cigarette industry spends $9 million a minute marketing tobacco to middle school and high school age students. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Deputy Director Brian King says preventing e-cigarette use until the age of 25 would create a tobacco-free generation. But, he says, the industry wants to take your child on a vicious cycle of dependency.
When we're talking about what makes them popular, remember the analogy around the horse. The advertising brings the horse to water, the flavors get him to drink, and the nicotine keeps him coming back for more. That's the trifecta of influence.
Hawaii Public Health Institute Executive Director Jessica Yamauchi says the Coalition for a Tobacco-Free Hawaii will push for legislation to ban e-cigarette flavors already banned for tobacco cigarettes and stop internet sales to minors.
One would establish a tax on e-cigarettes, would require the e-cigarette retailers and wholesalers to pull a tobacco permit and license, and would prohibit online sales of e-cigarettes. So that was in one bill, and last year it made it all the way through conference and then died in conference.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.